This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
This week it's the farmers in the Dells. That's the Wisconsin Dells for the PDPW Annual Business Conference. That's tomorrow and Thursday. Tom Thibodeau with Viterbo University is there, and he joins us with an update.
PDPW is hosting their annual conference in Wisconsin Dells, which is pretty close to the geographical center of the state, so it's accessible for everybody throughout our state. But most importantly, it's hosted at a resort that has a water park. So farmers are able to come and bring their families, take kids out of school for a couple of days while they are in conferences all day long, looking at the newest and what's available in equipment and support for the farm, to listen to some of the most thoughtful and research-based scientists talking about agriculture and its development and the complexity of farm life. Their spouses are able to enjoy themselves in a very comfortable setting. So families are able to come and to be together, not just sending one member of the family off. The hospitality is just wonderful. The joy that's there, the energy, now particularly because of not having had a chance to get together as closely for the last couple of years. Last year was the first year back, the second year back, I expect there'll be even that much more energy.
The conference tomorrow and Thursday, but today, Tom, you are there for the PDPW Cornerstone Academy, where you'll be giving a presentation.
Yeah, PDPW Cornerstone Academy, Leadership Academy that offers day-long workshops and teachings. I'll be doing one on servant leadership. My friend and colleague, Dr. Rick Kite, will be talking about ethical leadership and ethical decision-making. And of course, there's others. Then the conference begins on Wednesday and Thursday, in which there'll be all kinds of speakers, a marvelous banquet for all the farmers who gather, as well as workshops that are specialized for different parts of the industry. So it's a coming together, the farmers and the Dells. There'll be all kinds of inspiration, levels of engagement, but more importantly, an opportunity for good people to get together and acknowledge the good work they do on behalf of all of us.
Things are opening up across the nation, and many have been taking their masks off.
That was happening and feeling more comfortable in terms of coming out. And I think we've gotten to the point, because of the direction of science and our conversations with each other, some of which have been disagreements, recognizing that we're going to have to live with this virus as we've had to live with a number of different challenges in our lives.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been definitely a learning experience, but through it all, the professional dairy producers just continues to chug along. They're actually turning out more than they have been ever before, really.
Well, it really is. And again, when we begin to think about it, I think that our recent census would tell us that less about 1% of the American population lives and works on the farm. 1% of us feeds all of us.
Thanks, Tom. The theme this year, Bold Ideas, Big Results. It's tomorrow and Thursday, March 16th and 17th, the 2022 PDPW Business Conference at Kalahari Resorts and Conventions. And again, more details at pdpw.org. And now heading to the northeast part of the country, where we check in with Debbie Grusenmeyer, Senior Extension Associate with Animal Science at Pro Dairy, who runs the Dairy Youth Program.
Love to see the enthusiasm of the young people when they learn the industry is so much bigger than what they thought it was, and then they think of that as a career opportunity for them. I have a program called Junior Dairy Leaders, 16 to 19. They apply and have to be accepted. And that program is for a year, and it's leadership development and career awareness and professional and career planning for these young people. I also have another program, Beginning Dairy Leaders, which is for students that are ninth grade to senior in high school. And it's not quite as intense, but it gives them the opportunity.
Comments from Debbie Grusenmeyer of Pro Dairy, who is known to her students as Mama Debbie.
I hear it in the halls of Cornell, and I hear it across the state. I do have great attachment with them. They become like my family. When the people ask me how many kids I have, and you know, I technically gave birth to one, but I have over 500 that I call mine. It's very rewarding to see how they went from this shy young person to this, you know, professional business person, or back home on the farm, or whatever they do. They have some connection to dairy industry, but it makes me super proud, each and every one of them, regardless of, you know, where they end up. I'm enamored with all that they do.
For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com.